Today my guest is Kevin Wolf. Kevin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself today?
I'm awesome.
Great Code Camp.
This is the Tampa Code Camp. This is my first time here. I had a great time.
Good time. Cool.
And you gave a talk on this monstrosity behind us. Tell us about it.
Yes, I did. This is my quadcopter, aptly named NIVIC QC1. Anybody know what NIVIC stands for? My name is Kevin. Think about it.
Kevin backwards.
There you go. Exactly. Nice one. So anyways, I've been working on this thing for probably about the past 6 months, and I'm making progress on it, and I guess we're going to talk a little bit about it today here.
Tell me about the technology that's involved in this thing.
Yes, exactly. So the technology that we're driving it with is an Arduino Go. So that's the main board that actually has the .NET programming on it. And then on top of it, if we kind of take a peek of, if we can get a little picture of the device itself over here, we have some custom electronics sitting on the top up there, and that's the thing that actually measures the angle of the quadcopter itself and the power kind of to send the power out to the different motors out there. So that's kind of in a nutshell what it does. I mean, it's got the four motors on there, obviously, that spin up, and the idea is to let it fly up in the air and just do a good job of kind of stably kind of sitting up up in the air up there. So
help me understand what's doing what here. So this is a microcontroller here,
right. And
there's a program deployed to this that has all the logic that's needed. In other words, I could disconnect this computer and this would still work, right?
That's exactly right, David. So like I say, on the bottom board, we actually have a .NET Duino, which is running the .NET Micro Framework. The code in that's written for C#. On the board on top of it, we have some custom electronics. And on the custom electronics, we have some, they're called this STM8S, little kind of microcontrollers, little $2 chips on there. And what it does, it actually measures the angle of the quadcopter. It also takes that angle information and interprets that to be able to send the power out to the individual motors out there. So there's, and all that software is actually written in C. That's just kind of some real low-level firmware stuff. And the reason why we did that is the .NET framework is really, really good for writing big, sophisticated, complicated applications. However, some of the real fast stuff that you need to do is written in C because it's just a lot closer to the metal. It doesn't have that kind of that managed layer between it. So we write the stuff that needs to be executing really, really fast in C, but then we glue it all together with something really great for that, which should be like C#.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the coding here. This is your dev environment here. Is that what this is,
This is actually my control console, and it's a Windows 8 Metro application that uses Wi-Fi to be able to kind of get signals and data from the telemetry on the device here and display it on the actual Windows 8 application here. So if we take a quick look at it here, maybe we can zoom in with the camera here and kind of watch the quadcopter in the background. As I rotate it up and down here, you can kind of see the chart on there kind of reflecting the angle as it goes up and down. And again, what we have is we have a little Wi-Fi chip on there that we're hooked up to that's actually kind of streaming the telemetry data down to the Windows 8 application via sockets and just kind of displaying the chart on there. We have our little artificial horizon on there, and we have quadcopter image of it on there. If we kind of tilt it up a little bit, we got a 3D image of it. So this is the software that actually lets me fly it, and it also helps me tune it and be able to figure out kind of like, okay, what do I need to do now to achieve something which is really stable flight? One thing I should say about this is the reason why I was drawn to this project is because inherently a quadcopter is unstable. So if I just hooked it up to a remote controller directly and said, okay, fly up there and go ahead and fly around like that, it would be kind of like bouncing around and stuff like that. So what I'm doing is actually writing some fly-by-wire algorithms on this little chip here. So I tell it, like, okay, I want to go up maybe 20 feet in the air and then kind of rotate to the right or rotate to the left. And then the computer on here says, okay, this is my current state. What do I need to do to the motor to be able to spin and achieve that kind of goal of the target where I want to be able to position the device out there? So it's really fly-by-wire. So that's why it's a really interesting problem.
So that's a lot of sophisticated logic to go inside of a microcontroller.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a lot of fun writing the stuff. So it's kind of a different world than writing kind of a big C# line of business application. Each of them have their own kind of complexities, but obviously here you got to be really, really careful. The software that's running on there, I think, is maybe 16K when it's all compiled and so on. So when you build a .NET application, usually talking at least like megabytes of kind of programs and so on. So you're talking a lot smaller data. So
tell me about the deployment story. Once you've written the code, how does it actually get onto this device?
That's a great question, David. So right now I don't have it on here, but we have the Netduino Go down here that's hooked up via USB. And it loads the firmware onto it directly. So I'm in Visual Studio, and it actually downloads the application onto the Netduino down there. on the top board for the C#, I have kind of a little device that I put in there that I can actually upload my C code to, and then it actually burns the image onto the flash on the ROMs there. So it's kind of a different programming environment. So with the Netduino, we're actually programming in Visual Studio. On the top one, we're programming in a kind of a proprietary little C compiler.
Okay. Okay. And can we see it? Yes. Can we hop on it and go for a ride?
Probably not today. So we need to stand back when we do this. These blades are really, really sharp, and they kind of really spin fast. We got to be really careful when we spin it up, but let's see what we can do here.
Take the microphone here. Do you need some answer for this?
Okay, yep. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is go ahead and arm the device. So if we look at the software, I got to press the arm button. Without that in place, it won't spin up the motors. But once I do that, then we really got to be careful. So now we're armed, and now I'm going to apply. We'll just start out really slow. We're not going to do a lot because this is not a very good environment. I don't have to fall off or anything like that. So let's start about applying like 5% power to it and see what it does. Okay, so as we can see here, we have this motor spinning and we don't have this one spinning. And the idea behind it is it's tilted like that. What I really want to do is I want to have it kind of flat like that. So as I pull this engine down or this side down, we can see that eventually that one slows down because it's level at this point. So when it actually kind of goes out of level, it spins it up. So what I'm going to do now is actually increase that up to 10% power. And now we can see we have some of the more motors come on here. But now when I actually go ahead and pull this down, we can see that once we start getting a little leveler, that one comes on. Now if I rotate a little bit more, that one will go off eventually, and it'll try to pull this one up to be able to achieve stable flight. So that's really the idea behind the quadcopters, being able to monitor the attitude or the angle of the quadcopter itself and then compensate for that with the motor power.
Very cool.
Yeah,
so this is...
Make sure I don't,
don't slice my head off. That would be very bad.
So I'm going to shut this down here.
Okay. And this is your day job, right?
No, not at all. I build mobile phones for a living, and this is what I do for a hobby in my spare time. So.
Very cool hobby. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you, David. I just love working on technology with all my good friends that I've developed in the .NET community here in Florida.